Good morning, everyone. Reading from Isaiah 26 as we gather to worship here together. In that day, this song will be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. He sets up walls and ramparts for our security. Open the gates that the righteous nation may enter, the one that remains faithful. The steadfast of mind you will keep in perfect peace because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for in God the Lord we have an everlasting rock.
Whose mind is stayed on you.
you.
Your truth is a lamp. Your wisdom, my light. I'm seeking your face with intentions of finding you. Finding you. I would run for
Lord, let's declare it holy. Yes, you are.
We thank you that you are holy, and that when we sing those words, holy, 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 they can be words that we can know that it's about you and you are holy, and yet we know that that is our destiny, that you call us to be holy, and that one day on the other side of the resurrection, as we take on new bodies and we're made like you, that we will, even as we sing to you, holy, 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 we will be holy as you are. That we will be made new. And we thank you for that, God. We thank you that we can then sing, even now, holy, holy, holy. And that's something that we can be a part of, even as we sing about your holiness. God, we come to you this morning with our prayer needs. In light of that, in light of the calling of us to be holy, and we can then also say that you have all of these things in your hand, as you have the whole world in your hand, and that no matter what comes, you give us the grace to live through them, and to live through them well, and to sing your praises even in the midst of brokenness. This morning we pray for the Whistler family. As Bob Whistler, this would be Phil Miller's father-in-law, has passed away yesterday morning. I just pray that you'd be with the entire family, be with Phil as he's, I'm sure, with them. Just pray that they would know your peace during this time. We also pray for Arela, the friend of Lori Cole, who at 18 years of age has cancer. Just pray that you'd be with her and her mother as they walk through that. Just continue to be with Ron Hanna as he recovers from knee surgery. We also pray for Ray Swigert, Melanie Bachman's grandfather. Just pray that you'd be with him in his struggle with cancer. We also give you praise. We've heard of the Denlingers have received their passport for Ernest to come home from Uganda. Don't know if they're home yet or not, but just be with them as they, I'm sure, travel home very soon or already home. And God, we give you thanks and praise for the ways that our church family is expecting, for Jonathan and Natalie, for Mary and myself, and for Mike and Ashley, and also for the beyond our church family, the De Leones, as they are expecting as well. And God, we thank you, as last week Stephen Shepherd was here and we focused on missions, just thank you for the ways that our church is involved in missions. And God, we thank you that we can have a hand in this world of bringing worship of you where it is not, that we can, through our giving, through our physically going, through sending those among us, that we can take the worship of Yahweh into places where it currently isn't. And God, I just pray that you'd be with the wider world, be with our country as we approach the election coming up. I just pray for peace in our land and peace in the world. Pray that as the worship of you goes into these places and into our hearts, that there would be peace. And we just pray all of these things in your name. Amen. Well, good morning, everyone. It's good to see everybody again. I know I always say this, but I love coming to church. I love being here and seeing all of you. It's just good, and I like it. I enjoyed our Sunday school hour this morning. We started out this morning with Timothy and Anne Marie leading a session on how to read the Bible, and we're going to be doing that for another week here. And if you haven't come this morning, don't be afraid to show up next week or any following week. Each of the mornings will stand on their own. You know, you don't have to think that you have to come from the very beginning to be a part of it. So do come. It's a great time. It's very, very wonderful, a time of fellowship. Also, this Friday morning, men's breakfast at Lewis Family Diner. I'll be there. I'm sure some of you will be too. We'll be looking at something out of the Bible or maybe looking at some poetry. Who knows what we'll talk about. But it's a great time. And so do come out, men. It starts at 6, so you do have to get up early, but it's not too early. Also, Father's Forest will also be this Friday, 6:15, children ages 4 and up, and I hear it's going to be, as it says in the announcement, it will be a night of fun, fellowship, and a movie. I believe it's going to be a movie night. And I believe that is everything by way of announcements. If I'm missing anything, let me know. All right. So with that, we can now greet one another in Jesus' name.